Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us once again as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 30th of April, 2011. It's good to have you with us once again, folks. Lots going on with the weather. This past week, we've had a number of tornadoes going on in the south, ripping through Alabama. A lot of buildings that were standing last week are no longer standing, including houses. A lot of this is something that kind of hit very close to home with yours truly, because I have a family that lives in northern Alabama. And a lot of these folks are now homeless. We have some people that we know were buying a house on land contract. The house has been in the family for a long time. And the family themselves, it was actually a couple, they were buying this house from our family, from some of our family members, and the house actually was blown away. The guy who was there, he was trying to hold on to his wife, and finally, she blew away. I guess they looked for her for a long time. Unfortunately, they eventually did find her, but she was in pieces. He's in the hospital, and as is at least a couple of his children. These are not family members, but they were buying a house from the family, some of our family members, and we've had churches that were there for a long time on the mountain there, and they're no longer there. At least one of the Oak Grove churches blew away. A number of people had their houses, their windows blown in. The roofs were torn off of certain houses. Trees fell on others. There's some other number of people there that have been injured. I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now. They're saying the death toll from these tornadoes that ripped through, top 300 right now. There, of course, several states affected. Alabama governor is saying that we're 1,700 that were injured in his state. And these are things that we know about so far. Generally, as they find more people in the rubble, the death toll tends to rise, as it has been steadily doing. So pray for all the folks in the south. Some of the foreign press I saw that was calling this, they were asking the question, is this the American tsunami? I got a lot of information about FEMA. I think it's very appropriate considering what we're seeing right now with, obviously they're going to be involved in this, as they already are. And all of these communities, folks, are going to have to be rebuilt sustainably. Stay with us. Break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
America, the website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I keep it open during the program so you can communicate with me. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Getting back to the storm situation where we had the massive number of tornadoes. There was actually a twister that was a mile wide, ladies and gentlemen, that ripped through Tuscaloosa. A mile wide twister, and there is some incredible footage. In fact, I meant to put this up on the website before we started the program today. There were some storm chasers that actually, if you go to the user youtube.com/, and I don't remember what it was, just put in Tuscaloosa tornado or something like that, you probably will come up with it. But anyway, there's some footage out there where these weather chasers actually shot this thing coming through, and it's just incredible. I mean, there were horizontal tornadoes spalling off of the massive twister that came through, and you can see the debris falling. It is probably the most compelling 8-minute video I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of weather videos, you know, aside, of course, from the tsunami stuff that, you know, took place in Japan. I've watched a number of those videos as well. But anyway, this mess that went through, I guess there were over 100 tornadoes that ripped through the south there. And keep in mind, I don't have to remind you folks about weather modification. William Cohen said, climates. The climate can be altered. He says others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon the other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts, and that's why this is so important. William Cohen, Defense Department News Briefing, Monday, April 28, 1997. Why am I talking about this? Well, because every time a disastrous situation takes place in the weather, we have to ask ourselves the question, was this a orchestrated event? Listeners, keep in mind, I encourage you to go to newswithviews.com, click on my name there at News with Views. In that section of archived articles, there is Controlling the Land by Soaking the People. Read that article if you haven't already, because I went in and researched the FEMA grants. All of these areas where FEMA is going to be operating, all these areas where there's flooding that has taken place, the floodplain maps will be redrawn to include those areas as high-risk flood areas, which means that those people, if they rebuild in those areas, will then have to get expensive FEMA flood insurance. They will not be able to build. They will not be able to get loans to rebuild unless they buy the FEMA flood insurance. It's a part of the National Flood Insurance Program. We've covered it many times on the program, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. But read that article, Controlling the Land by Soaking the People, at newswithviews.com. And whenever a community is wiped out, as we've seen countless communities wiped out by this mess in the South, then inevitably they will be able to come in and decide where you rebuild and where you don't rebuild, and things will have to be mapped. Now, getting back to this document here, there was a document put out, which I've cited many times over the years, Sustainable Development and Natural Hazards Mitigation. This was put out by the Department of City and Regional Planning, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Keep in mind, the university's working in tandem with the federal government. There's money changing hands, but page 19 of this report, Sustainable Development and Natural Hazards Mitigation, they talk about just what an opportunity that natural disasters present for those who want to plan and rebuild and wipe out communities and rebuild in a sustainable manner. They say on page 19, despite the wide array of tools and techniques that are available to governments to operationalize the principles of sustainability and mitigation, one of the roadblocks to implementation is the fact that much of the land within local jurisdictions has already been developed according to practices and traditions that are far from sustainable. Ironically, the time immediately following a natural disaster provides a community with a unique window of opportunity for inserting an ethic of sustainability and guiding development and redevelopment in high-risk areas. With forethought and planning, communities that are rebuilt in the aftermath of a natural hazard can be built back so that they are more resilient to future hazards, breaking the pattern of repeated hazard destruction rebuilding. At the same time, the community is given the opportunity to incorporate other attributes of sustainability into its second chance development, such as energy efficiency, affordable housing, use of recycled building materials, reduction of water use, and environmental protection. This document in its entirety can be viewed and read at governamerica.com. If you go in there and click on weather modification on the left-hand side under the issues menu. Weather modification, as is the quote with the link to the Defense Department news briefing from William Cohen, which I believe is still active up there on their site. Keep in mind, Chapter 7 of Agenda 21 says all countries, where appropriate, should develop and implement resettlement programs that address the specific problems of displaced populations in their respective countries. What causes displaced populations, listeners? Well, certainly natural disasters do they not? So whether or not this is man-made, it probably is natural, but it doesn't matter because it's going to be capitalized upon. Now, I'm going to get to John here in a moment because he's got an update on some of the nuclear power plant in Tuscaloosa. But we also have droughts being experienced in the South. I guess this would be the Houston Chronicle. Actually, it's an Associated Press article. Dayline Fort Worth, Texas, the extreme drought that has gripped parts of nine states, most of them in the south, is expected to drag on for several months or intensify, posing a risk for more wildfires, agriculture problems, and water restrictions, national weather experts said Monday. Portions of Texas and a small part of eastern Louisiana are the only parts of the nation that rank in the National Weather Service's worst drought condition category, said Victor Murphy, the Climate Service Program Manager for the Southern Region based in Fort Worth. He says the exceptional drought level happens once every 50 to 100 years, he said. Why are we experiencing more drought than we ever have before, listeners? That's what it seems like to me. I mean, we know that we had a Dust Bowl situation in the 1930s, but it seems like today we have an acceleration of weather events, weather anomalies. And we know the Air Force put out that document. We also have that in the weather section of the website at governamerica.com, where it says owning the weather in 2025. Now, they pushed that date way into the future. They have been experimenting with weather manipulation for at least the last half a century, folks. Well over a half a century. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. I've got some information here on some drills that are taking place with FEMA. They're beating the drum on the New Madrid Fault, saying that there could be another earthquake there. There are drills taking place, at least two. One's going on right now. One's getting ready to come up. But we're going to go to the phones and talk to John in Tennessee. John, you had an update on the situation there. Go right ahead.
Morning. Darren, before I do, just let me remind the folks that Wayne Cohen gave that speech in Athens, Georgia on April 28, 1997. And I guess the tornado went through on April 27, 2011. So that's rather coincidental that it would be so close to the date that he gave the warning of the possibility of using it as a weapon. Mm-hmm. And then to just mention Arkansas, the New Madrid Fault, they've had over 1,000 earthquakes in Arkansas last month. So something's going on. As far as Browns Ferry, anyone that was listening yesterday morning, this isn't something that I discovered. Something off of John Moore's show, set between 7 and 9. They had what was called a cold shutdown. The water level in the reactor towers and cooling towers dropped down at one time, apparently to 2 inches. Safe level is 45. They brought in a fire truck and kept water on the cooling towers and got them back up to safe level. But they had something called a scram, whatever in the world that is. I guess anyone that's able to come in and assist, to come in and assist, or whether it makes it out of Dodge, I have no idea. But northern Alabama from Tuscaloosa, which is the area of Florence, Athens, Tuscaloosa, all the way over to Georgia, is without electricity. I guess when this tornado went through, and now you said over 100 tornadoes, what they're saying here is they believe it to be one tornado a mile wide that was on the ground for over 200 miles. That's what we're getting here in Nashville. But they lost outside power to the nuclear power plant. And as a result, Darren, none of the gas stations, the gas is in the ground, they can't turn the pumps on. The money is in the bank, but they can't open the bank. The money is in the ATM, but the ATM has no power, therefore no money. No money, no plastic, no electricity, no purchase. I've got a friend I told you earlier that took a generator, as much cash as he could get and as much food as he could carry to take down to his mother, because they're not expecting to have power back for over a month, is what they're being told. People in North Alabama are coming to South Tennessee to get their gasoline.
Okay, hold it right there, John. Hold it right there. Keep your thoughts in place. Yeah. Got to take the break. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Stay with us. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. Hang on.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Hey, this land is made, you and me.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Winks. As we continue on here, John, go right ahead with your thoughts there. You were giving us an update about the nuclear power plant.
Right. And
once
and
again, for those just joining us, where is this at? And I guess
Tuscaloosa, okay. Alabama. It's the name is the Brown's Ferry Nuclear Power Plant.
It's right out. One of the hardest hit areas, folks.
It's right outside Athens, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyway, Florence, Alabama. I guess.
So you were saying that the safe level for the water in the nuclear reactor was about 45 inches, and it got down to 2 inches.
At one time, it's reported by, if I remember the name right, Chris, that called in to John Moore, who's a nuclear operator. He's not at that plant, but he had some ability to contact someone there. And once they realized he was one of them, they let him know that apparently it got down to 2 inches, but they recovered in time. What I had ended on, Darren, is that these guys are actually coming up to South Tennessee to get gas in their car. So there is no gas to operate the generators unless you take it down. And the signs down here 80 miles from the state line are saying if you're going into Alabama, refuel, because you're not going to be able to get it down.
It's just, and it, like I told you earlier, we're addicted to plastic. If you use cash, you get looked at like a nutcase. But yet you cannot use plastic down there. The stores are full. Listen, guys, the stores are full of food, but you can't buy it. The gas stations have gas in the ground, but you can't get it. Anything that operates on electricity, you can't use. Water in your well, if you're on a well, you can't get it out because your well pump is electric unless you have a generator. The stores up here, I'm about 90 miles from the state line roughly and probably 120 miles from Tuscaloosa. You cannot get a generator in Nashville, Tennessee. They're gone. They're headed south.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got ourselves in this position. We got to realize that when Katrina went through New Orleans, I heard with my own ears President Bush say over the news, and I cannot find the video, this is a terrible weapon. So make no mistake about it. In my opinion, if the president calls it a weapon, it's a weapon. So Katrina was caused. It wasn't an act of God. It wasn't a force of nature. It was controlled, and it was caused by man. Which, and if they're telling me that it's an act of God that took this tornado through, I want to ask them, what God? Is it the God of heaven, or is it the God of this earth? And
well,
I would
those
say,
it's those that are trying to play God, John.
Right.
You know, one thing that comes to mind when you talk about Katrina is the actions of the Federal Emergency Management Agency just after the event. You know, people can say that, well, this was just an act of nature or what have you. Well, certainly the actions of FEMA to disrupt the rescue operations weren't. I mean, they had a number of different people trying to help, a different number of different organizations sending relief supplies in. They were turned away. They came in and cut the communications. I remember covering article after article after article about their disruption of their operations, the rescue operations there in New Orleans.
And FEMA is coming in down here, too. There's been reports that they're bringing FEMA trailers. But what they're calling them, Darren, instead of calling them, and they're telling you that they're trailers, but they're not calling them trailers. They're calling them FEMA cottages. So,
oh, wow.
Hello. FEMA cottages going to North Alabama. Now,
yeah,
we have people
bussed from place to place out of New Orleans.
It's going to happen in Alabama, too. I wonder how many of these folks that have lived there, that have had family die there and are buried there, that are never going to go home. I mean, this is, you're talking about devastation. I was down in Punta Gorda, Florida, when the hurricane went through in 04 or 05 to help out down there, and it was nothing. The damage that I seen down there was nothing to what's being reported in North Alabama. Now, when you see a family, Darren, picking over a pile of wood that used to be their house looking for something that they can keep, it'll break your heart.
Absolutely.
We're talking about thousands upon thousands upon thousands in North Alabama that have nothing. And to think that it could have been created, you know, if that's the case, then they need to find out who done it, and something needs to be done to make sure it never happens again.
Well, you know, and once again, with all these weather anomalies, there's always plausible deniability. I mean, it's a perfect weapon in the sense that there's no... And folks, we're not saying definitely, definitively that it is. There's no way you can.
Well, you're labeled a nutcase, Darren, if you even suggest the possibility that someone could do that could control the weather. They look at you like you fell off of a... You know, you fell off a boat or something and hit your head.
Yeah, it's a turn-up truck. Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It's like you really believe that they can control the weather. Well, I put on my cell phone Cohen's quote, and I linked it right to the Department of Defense website, and I've been showing people. I said, well, what do you think about this? And they say, control the weather? And I tell them, read a little farther and see who said it. And they said, well, I remember that name. That was when Clinton was president. I said,
absolutely.
Well, he said it could happen, so is it possible?
Yeah.
And they said, well, I guess so.
All right, we'll be back, folks.
Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We're back. This is Governor America. Hey, John, did you have anything else? I wanted to move on real quick here.
Just to say that it will be interesting to finally see the difference between the damages of this and Katrina. Now, it touched several states, so it's not without the possibility of being pretty high in cost. And let's watch what happens. A lot of these people, Darren, you know they're going to bail from their property. They don't have the money to rebuild. And if they do, then they're going to be on the hook to the doggone federal government.
That's right.
Whoever pays the piper calls the tune. They're going to tell them what they're going to do, and they're going to do it. They're going to go farther into some kind of a servitude. So they're going to walk away.
You know, John, as all this is going on, we now have a blizzard warning issued for North Dakota. I'm looking at the National Weather Service right now. They have a blizzard warning dated today for North Dakota.
Well, as part of my checking this stuff out, I got online, and there's actually a place in Colorado, as well as NOAA, where they're admitting that they're able to alter the climate, because at NOAA, you can actually make a request. And then somewhere in Colorado, I think it's University of Colorado or something like that, they're talking about their ability to manipulate weather. The crazy part about it is that they're in your face with it. We've had so much rain down here, Darren, I'm telling people get ready, because I have a feeling that there's going to be another flood in Nashville. Yesterday, my son was going up by Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They have just
got the area that was under the flood last year reopened, and it was within inches of coming over the road.
Yeah.
In Clarksville, Tennessee. Now, and I just heard on the radio this morning, they're actually holding the water back in the dams, and they're getting ready to release some. So at this point, the dams have worked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
I
want
to move on here, John, because I got some information that pertains
right.
exactly to what you're talking about.
I appreciate
about
it. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Right.
Thank you so much, and appreciate the update there. We'll certainly have to keep an eye on the nuclear power plant situation. As assuming that's true, what that gentleman said, folks, we nearly had a nuclear meltdown is what it sounded like, and I don't want to alarm anybody, but thankfully they were on the scene, evidently could pump the water in quick enough to prevent that. But it just gives you an idea just how dangerous this and volatile these situations can be. Now, the Associated Press reported just yesterday, we got a situation going on right now in Missouri, where the state of Missouri is fighting the federal government to prevent the federal government from blowing out levees. Listeners, now keep in mind what we said earlier about the fact that we have this FEMA National Flood Insurance Program. Whenever communities are flooded, you're on the hook. The floodplain maps are redrawn. You have to buy expensive flood insurance. Okay? Well, Missouri, this Associated Press article just yesterday says, as the state of Missouri continued its failing legal fight to avoid an intentional levee break along the Mississippi River, residents in the flood zone below the eastern barrier cleared out Friday and hoped the cresting waterway would fall and spare their homes. The Army Corps of Engineers is considering a plan to use explosives to blow a two-mile-wide hole through the levee in southeast Missouri's Mississippi County, arguably to ease waters rising around the upstream town of Cairo, Illinois, near the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. A federal judge on Friday gave the Corps the go-ahead to break the Bird's Point levee, deeming it appropriate to ensure navigation and flood control along the still-rising Mississippi. While Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee all want the Corps to move forward with the plan, Missouri had sought a temporary restraining order to block the detonation. Attorney General Chris Coster immediately appealed Stephen Lindbergh Jr.'s ruling to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis, but it wasn't immediately clear when it would rule. Anyway, I'm not going to read this whole article, but I think it's interesting now they're talking about deliberately blowing levees, deliberately using dynamite to get rid of a two-mile-wide hole, to create a two-mile-wide hole. In other words, create flooding, listeners, under the guise of saving other areas from flooding. It's incredible what can be done when you can make areas, when you can seed clouds, create storms, make areas flood. And we got droughts, as we already covered. We got droughts in certain areas. We got floods in areas where we don't have droughts. Is the weather being manipulated? And if they have the ability to manipulate the weather, why don't they manipulate it to get rid of the droughts in the areas where the droughts are taking place? Insanity, folks. We also have earthquake drills going on. I'll get to that in a moment. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, very prominent today. We have the shakeout going down right now. This evidently started a couple of days ago. In correlation with that, we have National Level Exercise 2011 getting ready to start here next month. We'll talk about those in a few minutes. Right now, I'm going to go back to the phones and talk to Janan in Texas. Janan, what's on your mind? Do we have Janan? Ken? Okay, I'm sorry. We don't have Janan. Oh, Janan, go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you for covering the situation in the southeast of the United States. I'm praying hard for all those people. I wanted to just ask you, maybe on another show, if, you know, after listening to John in Tennessee and there's no gasoline for generators, I would like to hear an objective discussion of solar generators and which are the good ones and what to look for. It seems like that would be a good thing for a lot of people to have. So that's all I'm asking, is that if you do a show in the future about preparedness items, if we could please discuss solar generators.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, and I do like doing those programs from time to time because if all of the folks in the South, this is a perfect example as to why this is needed. You know, if everybody in the South had been prepared, and many probably are, but more than many, I'm sure aren't, because people don't anticipate emergencies when they happen, and by the time they do, then it's too late. So absolutely, solar power generators. In fact, I believe there's one that actually was advertising on Republic Broadcasting not too long ago. But anyway, moving along here, I want to also talk about this FEMA thing, folks. They are in the process right now of holding drills. KSDK Television reported just 2 days ago, Napolitano and Duncan attend earthquake drill at St. Louis School. They say two members of President Barack Obama's cabinet participated in the Great Central U.S. shakeout during a visit to Carnahan High School of the Future. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan and Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano joined Missouri Governor Jay Nixon for the drill. 11 states participated. Now get this, folks. 11 states participated in one of the largest earthquake preparedness drills held in the U.S. at 10:15 a.m. Again, this is 2 days ago. Participants were told to drop to the ground, take cover by getting under a sturdy desk or table, and hold on until the shaking would stop. The students also learned about the new Madrid seismic zone and its earthquake history. At least three of the largest earthquakes in the continental United States occurred in the region from 1811 to 1812. Scientists predict a major earthquake could hit this region in the next 50 years. And, of course, if it hits in 50 years, nobody's going to remember any of the drills in the first place. So what's the drill for, folks? To keep you in a constant state of distress. That's what it's for, to keep you constantly afraid. You ever notice, folks, the Department of Homeland Security will never come out and teach personal preparedness? You ever notice that? They never actually come out. You know, their answer to everything, well, you just have your duct tape on hand. Have your duct tape on hand and make sure you have your plastic so you can put over your windows. You can have a little food on hand, just a few days' supply. That ought to do it. They're not going to tell you to store water or anything like that. Nah, you know, you don't have to worry about that stuff. We're from the government. We'll take care of you. And as John mentioned, you see how well that worked out with the Katrina folks. And how well will it work out with the folks in the South that are currently under distress today? So their answer to everything is constantly keep you in a state of fear, constantly keep you in a state of, like a dog chasing its tail, like the squirrel that you're bearing down on in the car. It's trying to decide to get which direction to take to get out of the way, and you inevitably hear the thud under your tires. This is the way it is in America today. As we have this earthquake drill going on, we also see National Level Exercise 2011 getting ready, gearing up to take place, and also it's going to be focused on the new Madrid fault line. National Level Exercise, Private Sector Participation, they say. National Level Exercise NLE 2011 will be an operations-based exercise centered on the scenario of a catastrophic earthquake in the New Madrid seismic zone encompassing four FEMA regions, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And 8 central U.S. earthquake states, that is Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. The National Level Exercise 2011, NLE 2011, will exercise initial incident response and recovery capabilities
to test and validate existing plans, policies, and procedures to include the New Madrid Catastrophic Plan currently under development. So apparently there is a New Madrid Catastrophic Plan that's under development at the Department of Homeland Security. NLE 2011 will be conducted in May of 2011. They say specifically the dates will be May 16th to the 20th of this year. Now, this is the scenario that they're going to operate this exercise under. The scenario is, and once again, this is a hypothetical, this is their foundation for what they're doing, their backstory. On May 16th, 2011, the U.S. Geological Survey confirmed that a catastrophic earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 occurred on the southwestern segment of the New Madrid seismic zone, with an epicenter at Marchtree, Arizona, to the northwest of Memphis, Tennessee. A second large earthquake with magnitude 6.0 occurred a short time later at the Wabash Valley seismic zone with an epicenter near Mount Connell, Indiana. Arkansas exercise objectives, EOC management, demonstrate the state's and county's abilities as outlined in the jurisdictional plans to effectively manage a catastrophic earthquake event through multi-agency coordination by activating and mobilizing emergency support functions, intrastate and interstate mutual aid agreements, and federal aid. Critical resource logistics and distribution demonstrate the state's and county's ability as outlined in jurisdictional plans to access and establish points of distribution, state staging areas, incident support base, and reception centers to receive and distribute critical resource supplies, equipment, and personnel to affected areas throughout the state, including hazardous materials and search and rescue resources. Emergency public information and warning demonstrate the capability of the state's and county's public information officers to coordinate with federal, state, local, private sector, and non-governmental agencies for the formulation and dissemination of clear, accurate, and consistent information to the public and media to establish a joint information center to monitor media contacts and conduct press briefings. They go on here for some time. They talk about mass care, demonstrate the effectiveness of the state's and county's written plans, policies, and procedures for providing mass care services, that is, sheltering, staffing, feeding, and bulk distribution for the general and special needs population, service animals, and just like they did in Katrina, service animal. What are they, you know, put bullets in them? That's what they did down there. It's such a service. And companion animals throughout the affected area in order to obtain access to medical care, physical assistance, shelter, and other essential services. Communications. We know how they use their communications, snip the wires. Anyway, they say demonstrate the ability as outlined in the jurisdictional plans to access, establish, and maintain a continuous flow of communications among multiple jurisdictions, agencies, government officials, and the private sector for the duration of the emergency while utilizing redundant, interoperable voice and data communication systems needed to support mission-critical, life-saving, and sustaining operations. All right, they talk about citizen evacuations and shelter in place. I say demonstrate the state's and county's ability as outlined in jurisdictional plans to ensure affected at-risk populations are safely sheltered in place and or evacuated in safe areas, FEMA camps, folks, in order to obtain access to medical care, physical assistance, shelter, and other essential needs, and safely re-entered into the affected area. There's more to this, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because we just don't have the time. But Alex Thomas writes, in what has been labeled the largest earthquake drill in American history, the Great Central U.S. Shakeout began today across 11 states. Now, I want to make it clear. What we're talking about here are two separate operations. The Great Central U.S. Shakeout is already underway. This is a separate operation, apparently. The national-level exercise, of which I was just reading the information, that begins next month. Okay, so we have two major operations going on with the Department of Homeland Security centered on the scenario that the New Madrid seismic zone is going to erupt and cause a major catastrophic damage. Now, there's other people that are saying that this is not, you know, there's no foundation for this, okay? In fact, let me go to that right now. MSNBC just a few days ago reported logic for Midwest earthquake drill seen as a bit shaky. They said they'll drop, they'll cover, they'll hold on, but what exactly are they preparing for? You see, we'll share a little bit of this, and then we'll get back to the other one when we come back from the break. Lots going on, folks, but I think this is important information. What are they preparing for? Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Channelingreality.com. I want to get back to this earthquake thing here in just a moment. for just a moment, actually. I was telling you before the break, they've done this. They're doing two different operations preparing for a scenario where the New Madrid seismic zone erupts and has an earthquake, a major earthquake. Apparently in the 1800s this happened, 1811, 1812, and they haven't seen another one since. And this scenario has been taking place. We know that we've covered on this show fairly recently that FEMA was looking into ordering MREs and different things for that zone in mass quantities. And but these folks are citing some experts, evidently, that are saying, we don't understand what all this is about. Why are they making such a big deal out of this New Madrid thing now? MSNBC, logic for Midwest earthquake drill seen as a bit shaky. Says they'll drop, cover, hold on. But what exactly are they preparing for? Andrea Mustaine writes just a few days ago, this week nearly 3 million people across 11 states are gearing up for the Great Central U.S. Shakeout, a massive earthquake drill to commemorate the 200th anniversary later this year of a series of powerful quakes that downed trees and sent waves on the Mississippi River roaring over its banks. At 10:15 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, residents will crawl under desks or sturdy tables, grab the legs of obliging furniture, and wait for the shaking to stop in adherence with the shakeout official slogan, drop, cover, hold on. The drill, seen by some scientists as unnecessary, is designed to include participants from school age to old age in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. Brian Blake, program coordinator for the Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium, said if you're indoors, taking cover beneath the dining table is the first line of defense against the unpredictable heaving of the planet. Quote, people here in America are injured more by things falling on them than by buildings collapsing on them, Blake told our amazing planet. So you want to make sure a bookshelf or TV doesn't wobble off and fall on your head. I don't want to read all this. Okay, I'm skipping down here. Chances for disaster. Said based on the region's history of seismic activity, the U.S. Geological Survey estimates there's a 7 to 10% risk of an earthquake of a similar scale in the early 1800s quake in the magnitude 7 range within the next 50 years. That percent rises to 25 to 40% if you're talking about a magnitude 6. Yet despite the predictions, the source of the region's subterranean jolts remains rather mysterious. They said, we really don't know why the New Madrid has earthquakes, said Robert Williams, the coordinator of the USGS's Central and Eastern U.S. Earthquake Program. Unlike the recent devastating earthquake in Japan or the quakes that periodically shake California, which occur along boundaries between the Earth's massive continental plates, the New Madrid fault system lies within the middle of the continental plate. Anyway, they go on to talk here, and you know, the point is, folks, reading this article, and it's up on the website if you want to read the whole thing. You're certainly welcome to check it out. But this looks like more of just this homeland security, scare you to death kind of mentality, folks. Drills, 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 and more drills. Because everybody's got to constantly be on a state of alert and in a constant state of fear and paranoia. All right, top of the hour break has already hit. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, and I'm going to be touching on some of this other information throughout the rest of the program. We're just loaded for bear today. Stay with us. We'll be back.